Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Penny Lane, thinking about pennies. Huh, I wonder who our guest is. Yes, it's a big surprise, but I'm very excited to have him here in the studio. Bruce Friedenberg is here. He's the Northwest Florida Market President for Hancock Whitney Bank. However, he is here today to talk about the program Penny for Progress. This is all about the upcoming, tax initiative that we all are going to have to vote on. So, thanks. We got you in there. Just check your mic real quick there. Are you on? Go ahead and talk.
Yeah.
There you go. Now I can hear you. Okay. So good morning to you, Bruce. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit, Penny for Progress, what is this all about?
So Penny for Progress is a committee that we've formed. It's comprised of, kind of business owners, managers, community-minded, business professionals who all are coming together to help educate the community about this upcoming referendum in November, which has to do with our local option sales tax.
And it's a penny, essentially, right?
It's yes. So the state charges 6%, and then all the communities in the state of Florida are statutorily allowed to approve a 1 cent or 1% additional local option sales tax for infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And they can also do one for education, which is another 0.5 cent. Which in Escambia County, we have both. So that's why our local sales tax is 7.5%.
Great. Okay.
And we're just trying to, we've had this in place just to give a little history for the listening public, if you will. You know, I think the first election or referendum was in 1990, which it did not pass. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, we came back as a community, put it on the ballot, and it passed. Since then, it's been renewed 3 additional times. So we've had essentially 4 series of local option sales tax. The statute requires that the local electorate vote on approving this. Mm-hmm. So we vote on the tax of ourselves.
Right.
And then there has to be a time limit on that, and you have to bring it back to the community to have it reapproved.
And that's where we are now.
That's where we are now. There's been various timelines. I think the first one was 5 years and then 7 years, and we've gotten into this kind of 10-year cycle. Mm-hmm. And so as it is now, the current series is set to expire December 31st of 2028.
Okay.
And so folks are kind of like, well, why are we addressing this in 2026? Well, it has to be held in a general election. So it's going to be either 2026 or 2028, November. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If we wait till November of 2028, and if it were not to pass, we'd have 30 days to, as a community, decide how we're going to replace all this revenue.
And that would be chaotic.
That would be tough. And to give you a sense of the impact, the last two series, series four, mm-hmm. and we're in series three, and we're in series four right now, together have raised over $1 billion.
Wow.
For our community. Now,
and this is Escambia County.
This is only Escambia County.
Okay.
And what's a little unique about local option sales tax is that these dollars cannot be used for governmental operations. They're solely for infrastructure.
Can you give some examples of that?
Absolutely. There's regional stormwater, which we've got rain today, so I'm sure that's some folks out there nervous about. It's transportation, it's roads, it's recreation, it's public facilities, it's safety, public safety. Think of, a good example is think of your sheriff, police.
So it does include fire and law enforcement?
It does. And so your fire stations. Mm-hmm. But, as a community, we all want to, one of the things we want from our government is to feel safe, right?
Of course, yeah.
And make sure that we have, proper investment in keeping us safe. And so when you look out, say you're standing out in your yard and you see a patrolman come through your neighborhood, mm-hmm. It gives you a sense of security and safeness. Well, every single patrol car that you see on the road, be it sheriff or the police, is funded with local option sales tax.
Really? I did not know that.
Yes. And so imagine if you're sitting in your yard watching that patrol car come by and all of a sudden that car disappears and the patrolman's just sitting on the street.
Yeah. Right.
That's kind of the reality of what mm-hmm. we're looking at here. Mm-hmm. And, beach renourishment, what is the crown jewel, we always say, of our mm-hmm. community? It's those beaches which draw the tourist, the dollars that go into replenishing the beach.
Right.
Which just we just went through.
Which is beautiful. And local it makes options, a huge difference.
Yeah, local option sales tax. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I encourage folks, again, this is, it's about advocacy, but it's really about education, you know. So we're trying to educate, you know, the community as to what these dollars are for and why they're so meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which in turn goes into our quality of life, you know, because we've got communities out there that their neighborhoods have flooded for years. You
right.
know, and it's a frustrating process, and they get concerned every time there's a storm coming through. Well, these dollars go into, you know, funding large regional storm waters that essentially dry up those neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the jail. You know, we just had to build the jail 5 years ago, I believe it was. And at the time when we were going through, the county was going through developing the financing stack for that, you know, it was determined, well, hey, we've got this local option sales tax monies that come in every year, which right now is about $70 million a year.
Wow.
And, you know, that money, we're going to have it in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So why don't we allocate $5 million mm-hmm. from that revenue to fund the bonds that built the jail? Well, if that, if our local option sales tax goes away in 2 years, that bond still has to be paid.
Right.
And loss won't be available to do it.
So where's
so it'll have to come from the general operating fund.
Yeah, where's that going to come from? Right.
Now, kind of all occurring together, what makes this real susceptible is in November, not only are we voting on LOST, we're also voting on Amendment 3.
Yes.
And I'm not here to speak to that, take a position. I'm here to.
It's different. Yes. I want to make sure people understand that this was, we're not talking about the property tax
issue. We are not.
This is
we are not. We're talking about LOST. However, as a community, we must face the reality of we have both of these coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've already had the county come out and say that, you know, if Amendment 3 passes, okay, it's, I believe it was around a $40 million impact to the general revenue fund for the county, their operational funds.
Right.
That's one thing, okay? But if we don't pass local option sales tax, which funds your parks, you know, your libraries, your all your facility, your safety, mm-hmm. your fire, that's $70 million,
wow.
which I think around $60 million of it goes to the county and the $10 million to the city. So you add $40 million and $60 million.
Oh, my goodness.
I just don't know. I would not want to be an elected official having to try to figure that out and answer to the public in terms of, you know, why is my quality of life changing?
Mm-hmm.
Why are our parks, you know, deteriorating
right.
at the rate they are? Why, you know?
Well, I think one of the interesting things, too, to keep in mind is that even as local residents and business owners, we're paying that one that percentage. However, I think I'm noticing here in some of the fact sheet,
yes.
28% is
yes.
paid by our visitors.
Yes. Yep.
So
and that's what's
huge.
Always made this a
really makes it work.
Well, because we are a drive-to destination
mm-hmm.
where people from numerous states come all from all around to come visit our beaches. We get a lot of folks coming in here, you know, who are spending dollars. And you know, those folks pay for 28% up to 28% of this current cycle $554 million.
Wow. Okay, on that note, think about that for a second. We're going to come back to Pep Talk in just a minute. Bruce Friedenberg is here to talk to us about PenniesForEscambia.com and Pennies for Progress. If you've got a question about this issue, this local sales tax option, is that correct? Local option sales tax. All you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Bruce right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. Bruce Friedenberg is here. He's talking about the local option sales tax that's coming up on the ballot in November, and it's kind of misunderstood. It is not the same as the other issue on Amendment 3 for the property tax, but you were just talking about with this particular tax, it's interesting that a big percentage of that, the 28%, is yeah. paid by visitors.
Yeah.
And how much does that equal in terms of dollars, would you guess? Or say.
Well, I mean, if we're collecting $70 million a year right now, you know, that would be roughly, you know, $17 million a year.
Wow.
That, you know, the visitors, you know, we love to have them. We're mm-hmm. glad to have them. And, you know, every time I, you know, in my business, when I talk to someone and they say, hey, we're coming into town, I'm like, please come into town, spend a bunch of money.
Right.
Because you're right. helping our community.
By all means.
Yeah. But, you know, I want to encourage folks because, again, a lot of this is about education,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just so important. you know, because these are things that touch our lives every single day. You cannot get in your car. I challenge anyone to get in their car and drive from one end of the county to the other and go 3 to 5 miles without seeing something visible, you know, tangible that impacts them,
mm-hmm.
be it fire stations, libraries, community centers.
I was going to say, I've got the list here.
You know, patrol cars, mm-hmm. stormwater, roads, transportation.
I'm so sorry, y'all. We've been having an issue with the mic recently. So please continue with what you were saying about how this tax benefits all of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want the public to go out and take a look at our website at Penny for Escambia. It's, again, it's about education. And, you know, we've got an interactive map on that website, which shows all the projects and all, where all the money has been invested over the last two series. When you pull it up, you're going to look at the whole county. You're going to see hundreds of dots all over the place. Each dot you can click on, it's going to show you what project was funded underneath that. We also have the ability for you to go and then just select your neighborhood. You know, it has a drop down, find your neighborhood, click on it. A lot of those dots will go away because it's only going to center around your neighborhood and what projects haven't been invested there. And it's going to give, there's a lot of other information out there that we want you to see. The other thing is we've got a Facebook page, you know, Penny for Progress. We keep pushing out information on different projects that have been funded, you know, through local option sales tax. And it's just very informative.
And one of the things, too, I thought would be important to mention is that when we think about paying taxes on our purchases, but there are some things that we need to know, too, that are exempt from the 1 cent tax, correct?
That is correct. You do not pay, you're not going to pay local option sales tax on any unprepared grocery items. You're not going to pay it on medical, you know, pharmaceuticals, on medical equipment. There's a cap out there, $5,000 for any large expense, say you're buying a vehicle or any large piece of equipment. So there are limitations. It's not on everything that you purchase, and which in some ways, you know, we somewhat control, you know, what we're paying that tax on. So you have, it's not a across-the-board tax that everyone pays, depending on what your purchases are. So it really has that kind of it's individualized to the person. So when you look at the 28% paid by visitors, and then you look at your what it is that you're paying a tax on and how you control that, per person, the tax isn't that much.
Well, it's something that we definitely want to pay attention to. And if you have any questions, this is Pep Talk. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Bruce is here. He is our expert today as we're talking about A Penny for Progress. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. So this is coming up on the ballot in November. And once again, if you could, Bruce, connect us again with where we can go to get the information we need. And remember, this is a different issue than the property tax. It's also on the ballot.
Yeah, go out to our website, pennyforescambia.com, as well as if you're a Facebooker, you know, yeah, go to Penny for Progress and follow us there. Tremendous amount of information is being loaded out there daily.
Okay, I'm so glad that you could come in this morning to talk about this because this is an issue that will affect us all. And one of the scary, I have to say, one of the scariest things would be if this didn't pass, if the property tax doesn't pass, how much money are we talking about that our local governments would lose that are currently a part of their budgets?
Right now, the collections are around $70 million a year. The current series, we're 2 years left, we expect to collect over $700 million. And should the next series pass, it'd be around $1 billion in collection over that 10-year period.
And so that would have a direct effect on these are some of the ways that the penny is at work. And I'm going to read the list here. Public safety, road paving, facilities, transportation, drainage, fire, and law enforcement, parks and recreation, bridges, community centers, and I'm guessing that's probably not a complete list.
No. Yeah, it's pretty close. But, you know, the thing is, this is about quality of life. We all want to live in a community where we feel protected, you know, we feel safe, where we have activities, we have natural resources that we can enjoy, where we can go to libraries and we go to community centers, enrich our lives. These dollars go for that. It doesn't fund any salaries, any operational expenses. It's all about capital expenditures and things that, you know, make living here a great place.
Okay, thank you so much, Bruce. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with Pennies for A Penny for Progress and Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Bruce Friedenberg is here talking with us about Penny for Progress. Bruce, can we kind of sum up what we've been chatting about this morning in case someone's just joining us?
Absolutely. Big decision coming in November, whether we're going to renew local option sales tax. Currently, we raise around $70 million a year through that, of which residents, you know, we pay 72% of that. Out-of-town visitors pay for 28% of that. These dollars are not for operational expenses, governmental operational expenses. It's all for tangible infrastructure, capital improvements that go to improve our experience in living in this wonderful community. You know, it's going to provide stormwater, regional stormwater systems, transportation improvements, fire stations, police vehicles, equipped our, safety folks with the tools that they need to keep us safe and secure. It's going to provide for recreational opportunities, parks, libraries. You know, the things that improve your life. You know, we all are going to pay some form of sales tax, local option sales tax. Some of us more than others, perhaps. It all is depending upon your spending and how you spend. But you know, it's really each of us throwing a bit into the pot through our purchases. To ensure that we continue to have the things that we enjoy doing in this community, the things that make us feel safe and comfortable in living here. And it's a very important issue. And, you know, costs continue to go up. They always will. It'll never stop. And all the hundreds of parks we have in our community all need to be maintained.
Absolutely.
And that's just one piece of the pie. But, you know, that's what these dollars go to do.
And we're really reinvesting in our community.
100%.
We really are.
100%. I mean, it's tangible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, get out and drive and go look and see. Go on our website, pennyforescambia.com. See where all the projects are. Go visit them. You know, pick your neighborhood out on the map. See what's right there, impacting you personally. Go visit it and see.
Okay.
And you will understand how these dollars are getting used.
Okay. Bruce, thank you so much for being on the show today to help clarify and explain what this is all about. Can you give us that website again and how people can find out more information?
Absolutely. PenniesForEscambia.com, www.penniesforescambia.com, and also our Facebook page at Penny for Progress.
There you go. Penny for Progress. You can probably Google it and it'll come up with all the information for you. Bruce, thank you so much for taking time out to clarify this for us. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.